Among us, the old ones are the best examples of how we should live our lives. Such a person was an old woman called No Moccasins. She lived in a time before the coming of horses. This is her story. No Moccasins and her husband Three Horns had lived long. By her 67th winter, her hair was the color of new snow. The lines in her face seemed to show the many trails she had walked. She was known far and wide for her quilling patterns and designs. Many women came to learn her skill. In spite of all that, she was known mainly as the wife of Three Horns. Three Horns was a man of strong reputation. He had been a warrior. In his lifetime, he had collected many, many war honors. The lance to which his eagle feathers were tied was twice as long as a man was tall. He was 70 winters old, but he stood straight and tall, and his hair was silvery white. In the village, everyone turned to Three Horns for advice. It seemed as though he had always been there. So when he fell ill and took to his deathbed, the entire village was in disbelief. Many people came to honor the dying leader. When Three Horns was told about all the people who had come, he asked the oldest in the gathering to come to his lodge. The men and women who came to No Moccasin and Three Horns' lodge saw the eagle feather staff, bows and lances, and buffalo hide shield, the colorful symbols of the glorious life of a warrior. Three Horns spoke in a low voice. No Moccasin sat beside him. "My friends and relatives," he began, "thank you for coming. I have been honored to share this lodge with my wife for nearly 50 winters. We were given a fine son and daughter and many grandchildren. Our people saw difficulty as well as good. We are feared and respected by our enemies. We are a strong people. Our ways are good. I am thankful to the great mystery for bringing me into this world as a Lakota. I have lived a good life. I am ready for the next. Before I leave, I have a story to tell. Here is what I want you to know. When I was young, I traveled south to hunt. I came to a village just north of the Running Water River. There was feasting and dancing. There had been a great victory over enemies to the south. It was a good time. We danced far into the night. I woke the next morning beside the trail to the water. A young woman was gazing at me. I jumped to my feet and followed her to the water and carried the water skins for her back to the village. The next evening I stood in line with all the other young men who had come to court her. Her name was Carries the Fire. I was very surprised when she asked me to come again. I remained in her village until the autumn hunts. By then she had decided that I might be a good husband. We married the following spring. Not long after that, enemies came from the south on a revenge raid. They killed a young man and took two young women. A war party went on their trail. I went along. We trailed them far into country I had never seen and caught up with them as they rejoined their village. We hid and watched and made a plan. There were six of us. At night, two of us would set a fire to the east of the village, two to the west, while two would sneak in and take back our young women. I was one of the two who sneaked into the village, and I was captured. By dawn, our war party had escaped to the north with the two young women. As you might think, my captors were very angry. They made me a slave. I was led around naked. I was made to work. I pulled drag poles like a dog till my hands and knees were bleeding. They gave me no food, so I had to fight with the dogs for scraps. At night, they bound me between two stout poles. There was no way to escape. I lost count of the days. Lack of food made me very weak. Night after night, I pulled at the poles which held me. But someone saw me and pounded the poles in further. I was discouraged. I prayed to the great mystery to give me a quick death. I could not escape. I was too weak. One night, it was cold and rainy. Even the dogs curled up out of the rain. My heart was sad as I thought about my young wife. I thought about her so much, her face appeared to me. And I realized it was real. She was there. She cut my bonds with her knife, pulled me to my feet, and guided me out of the enemy's village. I was weak. My mind was not clear. But I know we walked through the night. By dawn, we arrived at a hiding place she had prepared. She had hidden food and weapons. We hid, ate, and rested. She told me that the other men had returned with news that I had been killed, but she found herself not believing I was really dead. She made preparations and left after the others told her where the enemy camp was located. After days of hiding and watching, she came into the camp on that rainy night. Though our tracks had been washed out by the rain, the enemy knew we had to travel north. They sent out a war party. My escape was an insult they could not let pass. So they sent out their best trackers, their fiercest warriors. We covered our trail, but they were running, and I could not. Carries the fire made a good hiding place in an old bear's den. While I slept, she slipped away and returned that evening, wet and barefoot. She placed her moccasins near a creek to lay a false trail and hid in a beaver lodge. I teased her, saying she should have a new name. No moccasins. We left our hiding place and struck out west, then north. I began to call her No Moccasins because it was a name of honor for what she had done. Though I grew stronger each day, it was not an easy journey. We had to watch for enemies, find food and shelter. It was her quiet courage which was our greatest strength. The people were surprised to see us. They believed that I had been killed. My wife did not want me to tell our story and would only let me say that I had escaped from my captors. The people honored me for that, but it was not my victory. I have asked you to come into our lodge to witness. It is time to repay a great debt I owe my wife. Throughout my life, I was able to win honors and gain a reputation. Yet, I could not have achieved them if my wife had not risked her life. She traveled alone into enemy country and sneaked into an enemy village, and the strongest warriors among us have yet to do the same. Yet she cared not if anyone knew. It is time that everyone knows. I must give all these honors to the one who truly deserves them. I give them to my wife. I ask that my burial scaffold hold only my body wrapped in my burial robe. I will leave this world poor and unadorned. All that I appeared to be would not have been if not for this woman. Days later, Three Horns died in the arms of his beloved No Moccasins. As he wished, his burial scaffold was unadorned. No Moccasins cut her hair short in mourning and gave her husband's eagle feather staff, his shield and his weapons, to the Kit Fox Warrior Society. The honor and reverence which Three Horns was given in his life now belonged to No Moccasins. Not a day went by that food was not left outside her lodge, and every day she shared with the very young and the very old. In the winter, the firewood piled outside her door was nearly as high as the lodge. This too she shared. She welcomed all who came to visit. Many were warriors from near and far, they came to bring gifts, to share a meal, and to sit in the presence of courage, and to learn humility. No Moccasins died in her 70th winter. On her burial scaffold were hung her husband's shield, his weapons, and the eagle feather staff. On the ground below were piled hundreds of moccasins.